Book 5, Vocabulary 15. Elapse, سپری شدن. Evasive, نامشخص. Fluent, روان. سلیس. Futile, بیهوده بی اثر. Harass, اذیت کردن. Infer, استنباط کردن. Lethal, lethal, مهلک و کشنده. Obsession, وسواس. Ordeal, امتحان و تجربه سخت و دردناک. Persistent, مصر. Number one, fluent, روان. سلیس. Roger knew a few Chinese phrases. Roger چند تا کلمه یا چند جمله عبارت چینیز میدونست به زبان چینی. But he was not fluent enough in Chinese to carry on a conversation. ولی اونقدر روان نبود توی زبان چینی که بتونه carry on ادامه بده یک مکالمه رو. Roger knew a few Chinese phrases, but he was not fluent enough in Chinese to carry on a conversation. Two, harass, یعنی که harass اذیت کردن آزار دادن. Photographers harassed the movie star. میگه عکاسا حسابی این هنرپیشه رو اذیتش میکردن. Photographing her even on a private beach. حتی موقعی که توی ساحل داشت آفتاب میگرفت و شنا میکرد بازم ازش عکس میگرفتن اذیتش میکردن. Photographers harassed the movie star photographing her even on a private beach. Number 3, obsession, یه جور وسواس. When I am on a diet, وقتی من رژیم میگیرم, the thought of eating pizza becomes an obsession for me. تا که رژیم میگیرم فکر خوردن پیتزا برام میشه obsession, همش بهش فکر میکنم. When I am on a diet, the thought of eating pizza becomes an obsession for me. Number 4, evasive. Evasive, نامشخص. Reporters tried to pin the president down on his plan to rescue the hostages, but he always gave an evasive answer.
خبرنگارها سعی میکنن که رئیس جمهور رو یه جوری گیر بندازن با اون پلانی که داشت برای نجات هاستجز این گروگان ها, اما او همیشه جواب های نامشخصی میداد. میخواستن یه جوری گیر بندازنش یه جوری, ولی اون تن نمیداد.
Reporters tried to pin the president down on his plan to rescue the hostages, but he always gave an evasive answer. Number 5, elapse. Elapse, سپری شدن. After 10 seconds elapsed,
پس از اینکه 10 ثانیه سپری شد, a bell rings. بعد از اینکه 10 ثانیه سپری میشه, یه زنگ به صدا در میاد,
and the game show host reads the next question.
و مجری اون بازی میخونه سوال بعدی رو.
After 10 seconds elapse, a bell rings and the game show host reads the next question.
سوال بعدی رو میخونه.
Lethal, number 6, کشنده و مهلک. Selling drugs can be a lethal occupation.
فروش مواد مخدر میتونه شغل کشنده باشه.
There is almost one drug related murder a day in Philadelphia alone.
هر روز یک قتل که مربوط به فروش مواد مخدر هست فقط در فیلادلفیا اتفاق میفته.
Selling drugs can be a lethal occupation, شغل. There is almost one drug related murder, قتل, a day in Philadelphia alone.
فقط توی فیلادلفیا به تنهایی روزی قتل به خاطر دراگ هست.
Number 7, ordeal, یعنی که تجربه تلخ و دردناک. Going to the veterinarian is a real ordeal for our dog.
رفتن به دامپزشکی, به بیمارستان دامپزشکی واقعا یک تجربه دردناکی برای سگ ما.
Who begins to shiver in fear,
که شروع کنه به لرزیدن از ترس,
at the sight of the vet's office,
به محض اینکه دفتر این دامپزشک رو بینه شروع کنه به لرزیدن از ترس.
Going to the veterinarian is a real ordeal for our dog who begins to shiver in fear at the sight of the vet's office. 8. Futile, بیهوده. It is futile to try to have a conversation with Manny when a football game is on.
بسیار بیهوده است که آدم سعی کنه با منی حرف بزنه, اسم کسیه, وقتی داره فوتبال تماشا میکنه.
Because his eyes are glued to the set,
چون که چشاشو انگار چسب زدن دیگه به اون ست، یعنی به تلویزیون چسبیده.
It is futile to try to have a conversation with Manny when a football game is on television because his eyes are glued to the set. Number 9, persistent. Persistent یعنی که مصر.
Eduardo had to work full-time to support his family. Eduardo مجبور بود که full-time کار کنه، تمام وقت که خانواده‌اش رو ساپورت کنه، حمایت کنه.
But he still earned his college degree by being persistent in his studies even when he was busy or tired.
اما مزاله که تونست موفق شد که مدرک کالج رو بگیره با مصر بودن و سخت کار کردن تو مطالعاتش حتی وقتی که خسته و شلوغ بود سرش.
Eduardo had to work full time to support his family but he still earned his college degree by being persistent in his studies even when he was busy or tired.
10. Infer. Infer استنباط کردن.
It was easy for the teacher to infer that one of the students had copied the other's paper.
برای معلم خیلی ساده بود که استنباط کنه که یکی از شاگردها از روی اون یکی کپی کرده، از روی کاغذش و امتحانش.
Both had the same wording in several phrases.
هر دوتاشون یه جور از کلمات استفاده کرده بودن در پاراگراف‌های زیادی.
It was easy for the teacher to infer that one of the students had copied the other's paper. Both had the same wording in several paragraphs.